Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, in this particular conference, I'm going to be dealing with the seventh commandment, which is known as Thou Shalt Not Steal. But there are many, many aspects of the sacrament that most people don't realize. First of all, we know that one should not take something that doesn't belong to them, taking some property of someone else. But do we know that it is also the destruction of property, taking something and destroying something that belongs to another person, taking something consecrated to God, taking money from the poor box when you don't need it or when you're using it for superfluous things, buying or selling or receiving or even concealing stolen property or stolen things, willful failure to make restitution. You see, when we take something that doesn't belong to us, it doesn't belong. And so therefore, we have an obligation to see to it that those items or the equivalent of that item is either returned to its proper owner or it is given to the poor. You see, we have a right to our good name. And this is something that our beloved Lord teaches us. Even if we're not worthy of it, we have a right to our good name. And so therefore, in returning property that we've taken, if it would reveal the fact that we have stolen it, we are not required by God's law to return it or to reveal the fact that we have stolen something to that person. And so we can give it back by way of a different route, or you have no right to the use of that particular thing. And so to give it back or to give it to another person or to give it to the poor would be the only recourse or one of the recourses that we have. Failure to fulfill work requirements. When we go to work and we waste time, what we are doing in reality is stealing from our employer. We are taking that which does not belong to us, because that our time when we are being paid belongs to our employer. And so therefore, we have an obligation to fulfill every single work requirement during the time that we are to be at work. Padding expenses. Some people think that this is just par for the course, that we should be able to pad expenses. Oh, we add a little bit here, add a little bit there. It's kind of like my personal little bonus. Can't do it. This is stealing. It is taking something that does not belong to us. Taking advantage of the poor or the elderly or the simple or even the inexperienced. This is sinful, because what we are doing is we are playing on the disadvantages of others. We are playing on their ignorance, or perhaps they're elderly, and so they don't understand, they don't realize. And I've seen this so often in our society. Just because someone is inexperienced or someone is elderly, they think they can charge them 10 times what they normally would charge. These are sins against the seventh commandment. Denying help to the poor when we are able to help them. This is something that goes against that commandment. Defrauding creditors, bribery, or even taking bribes. You know, we seem to think in our society that, well, I'll build up debt and then I'll just file bankruptcy. This is fraud, defraud. This is taking money that doesn't belong. I mean, granted, we in our society, we try to demonize the wealthy. We try to demonize the people who have things. And so somehow in our sickness in our society, we begin to feel that we have a right to other people's stuff, or a right to their money, or a right, we have a right to receive this money. We have a right not to have to pay it back. And this is wrong. Simply because society has built itself up into a thieving society, a society that wants to take from others, doesn't mean that it's right. We have an obligation. If we are loaned money, if we take out a loan, or if we use charge cards or things like that, we have an obligation to return that money to those whom we borrowed it from. Because when we do not, when we cheat anyone out of money that they are due, we treat everyone in a way that is unbecoming of a Christian. We need to take responsibility for our debts. Blackmail. Of course, any price fixing, for example, is a sin against the seventh commandment. We have to understand that Our dealings with other individuals must be based on truth and honesty. We have an obligation to be true to those with whom we interact. God gave us the gift of society. He's given us the gift of communication. He's given us the gifts that surround us. He's given us intelligence. He's given us strength to work. And so therefore, we should never abuse these great gifts that God has given us. We should live according to our capacities, and we should move and study and work and become productive, most certainly productive members of society. And those who are incapable, most certainly society must look at them and see to it that they are helped. But we cannot use excuses to steal. We cannot use reasoning, false logic, to justify walking away from what we honestly owe someone else. Tax evasion, forgery, excessive waste, or even expense. Violating copyrights. We're in a day and age where people, it's easy to violate a copyright. People can photocopy, they can download, they can take every single thing they want. But there is a basic fundamental principle that we have to follow, and that is honesty with our dealings. We need to recognize that if we get something, most of the time it's not for nothing. We have to pay for it. We have an obligation. If we receive some good, we must give back for it and even exchange, so to speak. So we have to be very careful so that we do not violate even the copyrights around us or pirating software, computer software. Slavery. Enslaving someone is stealing from them parts of their life. This is one great, great evil. And so many, many evidence in our history, we've seen this. And we know better than to force someone to work for a wage that is unbecoming or unfitting of a human being. Serious cruelty, even to animals. For what we are doing is we are taking away the dignity of God's creation. We are stealing from those things around us the proper respect and use for which God gave them. To be honest is to simply fulfill the obligation that all Christians have to fairness and to truth, to give for what we receive, to pay back those from whom we borrow, to pay our bills and to pay those who need to receive the money that they have given to us in different ways, through services or through product or things. Now, I know this sounds rather mundane, or it sounds very technical. But in reality, our spirituality, our spiritual life is based on these Ten Commandments. These Ten Commandments teach us how to live our lives in such a way that we respect the society that God has given us, the intellect God has given us, the free will that God has given us. We enter into a proper ordering of our lives in such a way that we respect those around us and thus are respected by those who live and dwell among us. And as Christians, we have an obligation not to do the minimum, not to do the bare essentials, but to literally excel in our honesty, excel in our generosity, excel in the fulfillment of our obligations. This is what it means to be Christian. We are fighting a world that has completely turned around the truths of the Christian faith. They have taken Jesus Christ and sought to make him irrelevant, stating that he is of a generation long past. It was good for the times of Jesus, but not for today. Today, it's a different society. Oh, I'll grant you that. We do live in a much different society. But a better society, I will not state, because that would be a lie. Our society has been digressing. It has been moving away from the principles and the beautiful laws that were founded by Christ. It is taking the Ten Commandments and seeking to make them irrelevant to the people of this day and age. And yet they are more relevant today than ever before. Look at the Ten Commandments. Look and study them, because they are means of loving and living in such a way that we will be truly worthy of heaven.